Back in the back.
Yeah, it was 100 years ago or so.
Yeah.
Would you ever know of names for Cajuns or?
No, you talking about the ones out in like Louisiana? No.
Greeks?
No.
Cubans?
No.
Mexicans?
No, I've heard some names, you know. I guess black don't call that many people names. I guess we had enough of call ourselves from one another, so we don't deal in the name calling so much until they get them mad and then they.
Puerto Ricans?
No.
Scandinavians? Canadians?
No.
Do you what kinds of political parties would you have?
Democrats, Republicans, Independents. That's it.
Would you ever have any slang names for Democrats or Republicans?
Not the party itself. The guy that would be in doing the dirt, yeah. Regardless to what party he belonged to, you would have a good name probably for him, you know. They probably wind up a ring all over the world. But, no, they are. If you talk about any same Democrat or Republican.
What would you call, when you're pretty young, your best friend, fella you hang around with most of the time?
We'd call him a. Let's see. Used to be a time they would call him and say, this is my, they'd use the word nigger, my nigger, or something like, but later on, this is my boy, pal, or something.
What would you call, maybe parents that aren't maybe real parents, but, they're taking care of a child? Well,
foster. Yeah.
What would you call the people you might hang around with that when you're small? Maybe a whole large group of people.
Buddies.
Did you ever play a rough word game, play in the dozens? Did you ever?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll get you on a fighting spree too, you know.
Yeah.
You know, talking about a guy's mother and all like that. They call it putting them in the dozens.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when you tell a guy like that, it's just about like calling him a sissy, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How would a play in the dozens start?
Well, they would start like you would just say, well, your mother is this and all like that, and they keep calling, use another one, and keep right on going like that.
When a new kid moves into a neighborhood, maybe a younger one, would you ever have to go through a kind of initiation or something like that?
No. Not where I come from. We've been glad to see one.
Did you ever play games where one person hid or everybody
hide and seek,
hid?
Yeah.
How would you play that?
Well, you'd have one that's supposed to hide their head, you know, and count, they tell you they're going to count to so much, like maybe 20, and everybody's supposed to hide, and then they're supposed to holler out, it's all hid, and somebody say, yeah, and then they go around and find them, and I believe that once they would start, they're supposed to tag you, and then you are out. But if you beat that person back to a base or a certain spot, then you are free.
Yeah.